It's Thursday, May 12th. The Steamboat Radio News this hour is brought to you by Bell and Pollock, championsofthepeople.com. I'm Shannon Lukens. In an update from Arapaho Ranch in Jackson County, 5 game cameras were put up Wednesday to see what's been killing calves on the ranch. 3 have died this week. Colorado Parks and Wildlife officers say it isn't wolves. Be aware of closures up on Mount Werner Circle near the entrance to the Knoll Lot. The westbound side is closed through early June, then the eastbound side will be closed through mid-July. There are detours, and there's a virtual meeting on the project at 8 o'clock Friday morning. Some Rock County nurses are down in Denver today to protest at the Colorado State Capitol in coordination with a rally in Washington, D.C. It's to bring awareness to nursing staffing ratios and fair wages, and they want to push for change. There's an opening on the Rock County Planning Commission and the Board of Adjustment. It's for someone who lives in the town of Yampa. Cocos, the missing Jack Russell Terrier, is now safe at home with owner Craig Knapp. Cocos was found this weekend after being missing for 6 weeks and 2 days.
Well, she's doing well. You know, she's lost 12 pounds, and I brought her to the vet, and her blood work seemed okay, and her kidneys are okay, which was the main concern, huge concern, you know, without much water or nutrition for that long.
Cocos had recently been spotted near Strawberry Park Elementary. Animal Control Officer Jennifer Good set up a trap, and that's when they caught her. Knapp appreciates the community's help for the long month and a half that Cocos was out on her own.
Well, I'd like to thank everybody who was concerned and cared. It was very comforting in a way, you know, to know that other people cared. So I am extremely thankful, of course.
Knapp says when they go for walks now, Cocos seems to like to eat worms, which he thinks must have been something she did for those 6 weeks that she was missing. About 300 people showed up for the Sirocco FFA banquet last night at Sirocco High School. 20 seniors wrapped up their FFA careers. New officers were elected. Kayla Rossi passed along her presidential gavel to Larae Whaley.
I guess for me, it's just really remarkable that I get to help lead the Sirocco FFA chapter and create their vision.
Of the 100 students at Sirocco High School, 66 of them are involved in the FFA program. More in a moment.
Getting in an accident that wasn't your fault and dealing with the other guy's insurance company can be like stepping into a boxing ring. They try beating you up. That's when you need a fighter in your corner, like Bell and Pollock, the team that fights for the money you need for repairs or injury claims. Don't take it on the chin. Fight back with Bell and Pollock. Get a free consultation from the champions of the people. Bell and Pollock at championsofthepeople.com.
Jed Kirby of Sirocco High School has been chosen by CHASA as the high school hot shot of the week. Kirby's a senior who plays basketball and football for the Rams, has a 4.0 GPA, and he was also in the Sirocco FFA. The Steamboat Girls soccer team, they had a big win last night, 4-2 over Denver North in the first round of the 4A state playoffs. Their next game is at 11 o'clock Saturday against Mullen at home at Gardner Field. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access at any time at steamboatradio.com.